exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been a busy, busy guy. I've been traveling the country and around the world and driving a lot of new cars and testing out a lot of new products and SEMA and the auto shows and all the rest. But today's show is going to be a fun show. We're going to have some great guests on the show to talk about some cool things, like coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about a new online buying service called Shift. Here's a buying service. Again, it's online. They do not have a car lot. They bring their cars to you. And they just made a big announcement about a relationship with Hertz. So you can buy a car now without ever leaving your home, and they'll bring the car right to you. Then we're going to talk about this new product called Navdi and Navdi.com. This is augmented reality, a smartphone interface that uses gesture control. So it goes up on your dash. It's got like a heads-up display. And if you get a call while you're driving down the road, you can see the person's face and you just wave your hand if you want to answer it one way. And if you don't want to answer it, you wave your hand the other way. And meanwhile, you can continue using your navigation. It's very cool. It's called Navdi. But first up, we're going to talk to Bradley Iger, my pal, the guy that drove in the new Ford Raptor, the 2017 much-anticipated Ford Raptor, and we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. So you're listening to The Drive, and it has been a hard day's night. I'll tell you what, I've been working. I've been on the road. If you want to find out about the new Raptor, that's coming up right here next on The Drive. Stay with us. Like a love, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel. Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman bolt-on system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Well, this is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Brembo Choice of Champions, Brembo Brakes. So I get to go and do these wild and crazy test drives. Sometimes they're fun. Sometimes they're not so fun. Depends on who I'm in the car with. This time I got lucky. A guy named Bradley Iger. I've seen him. I'm friends with him on Facebook, but I've never ridden in the vehicle with him before. So until you ride in a vehicle with somebody, you really do not know who they are. And the reason is because when you scare them, you find out if they squeal, if they laugh, if they vomit. And Bradley Iger did all the above. So Brad is a freelance journalist. He works for a lot of different folks, but we were together on the 2017 Ford Raptor. The Raptor truck is completely wild, and he put this story together for Hot Rod, of which I saw it because he proudly posted it on Facebook. Good job, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So first of all, tell the world about your story in Hot Rod a little bit, and let's talk about the vehicle, and then we'll talk about each other. And I have a picture of him, just so you know. So if he gets nasty, I will post the picture of him that I took on the event. So go easy, all right? So first ask you, what did you think overall of this vehicle? Is it like a vehicle that you just went, oh my God, this is amazing? Because I did, but what did you do?
There's no doubt that it's incredibly capable. I mean, they put a lot of work into taking an already capable truck and making it that much more hardcore as far as it being able to handle rough terrain and setting up the driving modes to work in tandem with the new drivetrain, off-road, on-road. And making it more efficient, too. I mean, a lot of what they did to change the truck had to do with efficiency and also, boosting the output. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing that consumers will notice right off the bat is the switch from a naturally aspirated V8 to a twin-turbocharged V6.
Yeah.
Which, it gets it a lot more torque on the low end, and it's got a little bit more horsepower. But it changes the sound a lot, and it changes its behavior a lot, too, also off-road. So they did some things, some kind of cool stuff with the driving modes to sort of leverage those turbochargers to make it more capable off-road, like using that Baja mode to make the turbocharger spool up all, you know, be on boost basically all the time, no matter what the revs are at.
Right.
So some cool technology there for sure.
Well, 450 horsepower, 510 pound-feet of torque.
Yeah.
The only thing that I could even find that I would even say is wrong, and I don't know if wrong is the right word, but we'll just go ahead and use it for the lack of a better word than wrong, is the sound. Because I, like you and like the folks at Hot Rod, we love the sound of our vehicles. The sound of it is a huge part of the, just the emotional part of driving something that's got 510 pound feet of torque, and when you smash
Absolutely.
On the gas and it goes, you go, what was that? What happened?
Yeah. I mean, there's no denying that motor makes a lot of power, but you know, I'm a muscle car guy at heart, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss the sound of that V8. And
yeah.
I mean, I would probably give up that extra power. You know, it's got, I think, extra 39 horsepower and 70 foot-pounds of torque. Honestly, I'd probably give it up to have that V8 back just for that sound. But
See?
At the same time, you know, there are demands, you know, as far as fuel efficiency standards, you know, in the industry that, it, you know, force their hand to do things like this.
Right, right. Well, here's the other thing that's interesting about it is, you said it, those six drive modes. And I think so many people have been fooled by different drive modes when they're like, oh, it's got three drive modes. You know, it's got the tarmac mode. It's got the, you know, the sand mode. But these are distinctively different from each other. I mean, you literally, and you and I both experience it. You put it in Baja mode. It's like, what the heck just happened? I mean, this thing shifts like an animal, right?
Yep, yep. I mean, I think with a lot of those off-road modes, you had something. I mean, the cool thing about a lot of these, you know, sort of new technologies they're putting into these, you know, 2015 and up vehicles is stuff like, you know, when you have electric-assisted power steering, you can adjust, like, the steering weight, for instance, for different driving modes, and, you know, some adaptive suspension systems will change the stiffness. The cool thing about this one was, like you mentioned, you know, when you go into like Baja mode or sport mode, you know, it changes not only those kinds of things, but it also changes, you know, shift schedules and the transmission's behavior as far as holding gears for much longer. And it's this new 10-speed gearbox none of us have tried before. So it was kind of cool to see all the variations of what it can do. You can change the behavior of it pretty dramatically based on which driving mode you're using.
Well, you know, you hit another big one, a 10-speed transmission with paddle shifters, and I heard some of the guys saying, I would never use the paddle shifter, but you have them, so what?
Yeah.
You know, you someday you'll use them, but they're there. They may never get used by some, and then some of them people may use them all the time. But yes, a 10-speed transmission, six different, individually completely different modes of how the vehicle will act, from the throttle tip in, like the rock crawling mode. We were both amazed as Bradley Iger was smacking that thing up and down those rocks, how the throttle was not, you know, your foot bounces and everything, and the throttle kind of knows that you're in rocky terrain, so it doesn't just go, and, you know, it's like, it doesn't react the same way as most vehicles would. You'd be giving it gas and then hitting the brakes, and this thing is like, man, this is amazing, you know? So every little
yeah.
bit of it has some little bit of love that is put in attention to the way it reacts when you give it its own mode.
Yeah, and I mean, the traction control systems for that rock crawling section were just really impressive, because, you know, even on some really sophisticated, you know, off-road machines that I've driven recently, usually there's something of a struggle going on when you're trying to get the thing up the hill, and, you know, even, you know, on you know, serious rock, you know, rock crawling hills. And on this one, you know, it was like going up, you know, through a steep parking lot. Like it,
right.
It doesn't care about those rocks. Like it doesn't need a moment to sort of figure out what to do. It's just doing it in real time, and you're along for the ride. The truck can handle it all.
Now, how fast did you go? How fast did you go out in the desert?
I think on some of the flatter sections, we hit maybe 90 miles an hour. I didn't want to go too, you know, when I have somebody riding shotgun, I'm always a little more conservative. You know, if I'm by myself, I'll go bananas. But if someone riding shotgun, you got to be, you know.
Yeah,
responsible.
You know what? The guy that I had, because Bradley and I were together 90% of the time till they let us go out, you know, and they made us put on full helmets and you know, I mean, it was a serious deal. Then they gave us a professional driver, and I pushed it pretty good. I was doing 85, 90, and then, you know, toward the end, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go a little bit harder. And I pushed it up to 100. I think 101 or 2 or 3. I got over the 100 mark. And I thought to myself, this is crazy. I can go to the store with my wife. I can go do whatever I want. And I can drive at 100 miles an hour across the desert. This is like insane that they can build a vehicle that can do all these. And how many times did you get airborne? I think I counted 4. Airborne.
Yeah.
Right?
There's definitely a few times. And that thing just handles it. As long as you get your approach correct as far as like throttle position and sort of where the weight is on the truck, that suspension can handle it all day long.
All right, we're talking about the 2017 Ford Raptor truck. Bradley Iger did a story for Hot Rod. How do people find it? Where do they go? Hotrod.com?
Yeah, just go to hotrod.com. You'll find the review right there on the homepage.
All right, if you're interested in the Raptor, Brad did a great job. He was a mediocre co-pilot with me. I've had better, but I've had worse. So we'll try this again. You didn't damage the vehicle that bad, so you know we'll keep going. I had fun with you, Brad. It was great getting to know you better. Bradley Iger, everybody. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back with more. It is The Drive. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Listening to The Drive, I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. Our show brought to you in part by Bridgestone, and they're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Bridgestone. Joining us right now is George Arison. George is the founder and CEO of Shift. What does Shift do? Shift.com? Well, believe it or not, they have a new partnership with Hertz Car Sales. And if you see a car that is for sale on Hertz's website, I guess, or maybe just shift.com. Well, matter of fact, let's talk to the man. George, how does it work? So you bring the car to a person's house so that they can look at the car. Is that right? Am I saying this right?
Yes. Shift is a new way to buy a car. So if you have a car if you have an interest in a car, you go to our website or our mobile app.
Okay.
You go to shift.com or download our app in the Apple store. And you find the car that you're interested in, and there'll be a button that says book a test drive. And then you'll be able to book a test drive to come to wherever you'd like at your convenience. You know, either on the same day or a later date. And if you're then interested in buying the car, you can buy the car right on the spot by applying for financing through an iPad application that our representative will have with him.
Unbelievable. So in essence, this is a kind of a hassle-free car buying and selling experience. I'm looking at some notes here. Car enthusiasts work as your personal concierge from start to finish. They bring you the car so you can test drive it. You get an instant appraisal. So what about trade-ins and things like that? Can you trade a car in?
You can trade a car in if you want to get rid of a car that you are selling or that you had before, and Shift works with individuals who want to sell a car.
Okay.
So in addition to first cars that we could have you know, test drive and buy, we also have a lot of cars from other individuals that are selling cars through Shift.
Okay. Well, so it looks like you do a 200-point mechanical inspection, but here's the best part, 7-day money-back guarantee. That's a pretty big deal to offer, man.
It is a good deal to offer. Very few people do anything like that, but we think that it creates a lot of trust with the customer. Very few customers actually take advantage of that, but the fact that it's there is a huge benefit. Our cars also all come with a 30-day warranty, so if something goes wrong with the things that we said were in good condition, we'll take care of that for the customer.
So Shift.com, everybody. And is there like some sort of a, I don't know. I mean, well, first of all, how did you come up with this? This is kind of a wild and crazy thing. Give us the genesis of it.
Well, I had a car that I was trying to buy out from a lease. It was really tough to get financing done on it. And so I started to think about what's the best way to fix the financing process for used car purchases. And that evolved into you need to fix the transaction first before you can do financing. Now, we obviously do financing as well in addition to the transaction. And then over time, we were thinking, like, what's the amazing experience that a buyer would want to have for car buying? And the more buyers we talked to, it became clear that going to the location where the car was being sold was a huge pain and very time-consuming. The idea of a delivered test drive was extremely attractive to the buyer, and that's how we ended up with this model of we deliver the test drive to you. The benefits of it are that you can service a much broader geography from one location, because most people won't want to drive 30 or 40 miles to go on a test drive at a specific dealership. But with us, from one place, we can service people in a very broad region because we bring the car to them. And secondly, we use our labor force a lot better this way because we are scheduled on things rather than doing just waiting around for people to walk into our store. You know, for us, a really big focus is customer experience and having this, you know, really amazing customer feedback that we get on the fact that customers love the test drive delivered.
So how long has this been going on, Shift?
We've been around for about 2.5 years, and it's not very long at all. Interestingly, you know, we've become the largest car seller in the Bay Area in that two-year period, and we're also in L.A. In a pretty significant way as well.
Wow.
And when we say those cities, it's not just the city of San Francisco or the city of Los Angeles, but it's a broad region of the Bay Area and the broad region of Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, because a car is such a huge expenditure to people, you know, this is kind of a new fangled way of doing things. It's definitely disruptive to, like you said, the car sharks that are sitting out there, you know, waiting for somebody to wander onto their car lots. But congratulations on your partnership with Hertz, because I actually bought a it's been 2-3 years ago now. Well, it's been actually about 4 years ago. The last car I bought for my wife was a previous rental car. I bought it from a dealership, big Ford dealership. And I had no problems with it. I could tell that it was a rental car because of some of the, you know, the branding in the glove box and things like that. And I actually talked to the guy. I said, that's interesting. And the fact is that rental car companies are starting to rent more and more really nice cars. I mean, you walk through you see Porsches and BMWs and Mercedes. It used to be that they were just kind of the cars that wouldn't sell. Those became rental cars. But today, the rental car market is on fire, and there's a lot of really, really nice cars that are being rentals. So, you know, perhaps there's some good deals to be had. And now Shift.com working to change up the auto industry one more time. So, again, the website, and there's an app, I take it, you said?
Yeah, there's an app, Shift, in the Apple Store, and obviously Shift.com, you can go to it on mobile or from desktop. But, you know, it is an amazing experience, actually, just listening to customer feedback when the car is delivered to their doorstep. It doesn't have to be their home, right? It could be during your lunch hour to your work or
right.
Whatever you'd like.
Right.
You know, the simplicity of that is huge.
Fantastic. All right, Shift.com, George Arison. Congratulations. Good luck with this.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, The Drive. We'll be right back with more right here on the radio station or your podcast. Check out our podcast at The Drive with Alan Taylor on all the different podcasters. We'll be right back.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
So You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. Man, what would we do without tools? Joining us right now is Doug Simpson. He is the founder and CEO of a company called Navdy, N-A-V-D-Y, Navdy.com. And it's the first augmented reality smartphone interface built from the ground up to meet the unique needs of enthusiastic drivers like me. A serial entrepreneur he is. Doug, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
So I see you. I drove my Viper in today, so I'm doing really good. But I see you in L.A. at the L.A. Auto Show, and I see the Navdy device, which sits on top of the dash and is kind of a head-up display kind of a thing. But it's more than that because it's got gesture control. It's got a lot of cool stuff built in. And I think this is brilliant for a lot of reasons. First of all, it's amazingly affordable. So that to me is good. I mean, these kind of things used to come out and they were a couple of grand. And this one I think is what, like $799, something like that?
It's $799, or the other option is we have financing, so it's only $33 a month with zero interest for 24 months.
Okay, so it already fits into a lot of people's lifestyle to add the latest technology into any car that is, what is it? It's got to fit into a certain range of age, right? Because doesn't it have to have a like an OBD2 plug-in or something?
Actually, it'll work in any car.
Really?
So it uses OBD if your car is from 1996 or newer. Uh-huh. But if it's older than that, we have an adapter, so you can use the 12-volt adapter and put it in any car.
See, it just keeps getting better. It keeps getting better. So if I've got a classic car and I want all this hands-free stuff and gesture control, if somebody's calling me, and navigation all on a little head-up display, then this is just brilliant. So now explain to the world, because I'm doing a lousy job, of what Navdy is.
In short, it's a better way to use your phone while driving.
Okay.
And basically, we take all the information you care about, your navigation maps, your phone calls, your messages, notifications, music, all that stuff from your phone. We combine it with your car information, your speed, your fuel level, your RPM, all the gauges you care about, and we project all of that directly in front of you as a transparent image over top of the road, so you can look forward, stay connected, keep your eyes on the road. You'll never miss a turn again. It's a really amazing experience.
See, I would have said that you got this little thingy you set on your dash and it does all kinds of cool stuff. So your explanation was way better.
I don't know. I kind of like yours.
Well, it is. It's really cool because, I mean, again, I'm learning just now that it works in any car, which is even better. But the problem we have with people is that we do not know how to say no to our phones. And that is the biggest issue when driving down the road is, and my dad is a perfect example, got a call. It said, you know, right on the dash, it was his wife, my mom, who's, my dad's 88 years old, my mom's 85. He looks down to pick it up. While he's looking down, the traffic stopped in front of him, and in his cool classic Thunderbird, runs right into the back of a 3/4-ton jacked up truck and totaled his car, right? Plus, now he has a 2003 Thunderbird, which is, you know, considered a classic because they only made them for a couple of years. And it really was cool. Had airbags and everything. Airbags popped, cracked his sternum. He had a mild heart attack. I mean, almost killed him. And he was only going like 8 miles an hour, right? So it is these distractions that are the biggest problem in cars, our phones being the number one problem maker, and the fact that we just can't say no to them. Now, you've got a Navdy sitting up on the dash, so when somebody calls, it'll say the name of the person, maybe even their face, because you know how our phones would put a face to the person calling. And that all shows up on the display. And guess what? With gesture control, you know, explain how that works, because a lot of people are like, what the heck is gesture control?
Yeah. So, you know, imagine you have the navigation map in front of you. A phone call comes in. So you see the photo of the person calling you animate in. So that slides in. Map's still there. You want to answer the call. All you do is wave your hand to the left, right above your steering wheel. Or if you don't want to talk to that person, you want to dismiss the call, you just wave your hand to the right. So it's really super easy, quick, natural, just wave your hand left to accept the call.
It's like a fly is flying, but you just wave your hand, but something actually happens because this little device is so cool. It's watching what's going on. Gesture control is something that I think is going to be in more and more cars, and I think we're all going to be used to it and know what it's called and know how to use it. At first, it seems kind of, you know, novel and kind of fun, but really at the end of the day, the idea is keep the hands on the wheel, keep the eyes on the road, and with a Navi right in front of you, all you got to do is just kind of wave your hand right there, put your hand right back on the wheel. So you're not having to reach for buttons or any of that stuff, which is what my dad did, which almost took his life. Now, you know what he said? He says, "I told you not to call me while I'm driving." He's like, "How do you know he's driving?" You know? So my mom's like, "What am I supposed to? I don't know if he's driving. I just called him," right? So at the end of the day, I think it's a great device. And then, so where do people find this?
See, it's available on Navi.com.
Yep.
Units are, you know, we're shipping out every day, so you can have one in 1 to 2 days. We also bundle into the price for free a same day delivery and setup. So, you know, basically an expert will come out, set it up in your car, walk you through the key features so you get familiar with it before you start driving.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Doug, I don't know how you're doing all this stuff, because that's a whole lot of service to offer for a small price tag. $799. They also offer financing. The product is called Navi, and all I can say is I can't wait to give one a try. I'm watching it right now on my screen because I went to Navi.com. You guys can all see how it works. It's very simple. It's a great idea. Doug Simpson, founder and CEO of Navi. Thanks for being with us, man.
Thanks a lot, Alan. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back with more of The Drive. Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Well, you're listening to The Drive, the one and only drive. I know there's other drives out there, but we're not talking about golf course drive, you know, like long range drive or driving for money. This is The Drive. That's right. I'm Alan Taylor. BJ Colleen is here. BJ, long time no see, baby.
Or here, and I'm happy to be here. This is what, our last show for the year or something like that?
Let me think now. Is it the last show for the year? It very well may be. I think you're right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be. I think I have some more from the LA Auto Show with some more relatively boring presidents of car companies and what have you. Although I do try to, you know, stab them in the ribs, poke them in the head, you know, make them tickle them, make them laugh. And
gotcha.
Actually, you know, they take it pretty well. You know, years ago, I used to get blacklisted for trying to throw them under the bus. And today they kind of laugh at me. And I used to think I was Leno. I could get away with everything. And you just can't till you have your
Not
own
anymore.
TV show, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get your own Leno sized TV show with millions and millions of people, then you can have some.
That's too funny. So Jason,
no, always, yeah.
Jason, our producer, just gave me the schedule. So the 24th, we're going to have, I was at the Recreation Vehicle Industry Association trade show, RVIA, in Louisville, Kentucky. And I got to learn a little bit about some of a lot of what's going on in the RV industry. And, let's see. I interviewed. You know what? There's some cool RVs out there. I got to tell you, and the RV industry is like it's going nuts. They can't even keep up with production, so people are gearing up now that we got ourselves a new dangled, frangled president, gearing up to have a great year in 2017. And I think they're going to sell a lot of RVs. So I was in you know at that event. GoRVing.com is the website for the entire industry. GoRVing.com. Okay, so that will be the 24th. That's next week, and the 31st. Will be another episode from SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show, where I interviewed 124 people in 4 days. It was a marathon, If you've never seen a guy doing an interview eating a bologna sandwich, you wouldn't believe it because it was all videotaped. We'll have videotapes and all that. And thanks to our friends at Shell for that.
And anyway, I didn't see you there. You were so busy. You're always on stage.
I will say that there are a couple different brands of adult diapers that are fabulous. A few of them leak a little bit. Yeah, I never even had a break. I had to sit there and just pee in my pants. So speaking of that, you have been driving some interesting new vehicles, as have I. We just got done talking about earlier in the show, the Raptor, which was unbelievably off the hook, fabulous, best truck I've ever driven in my life. But what have you been driving?
You know, I'm going to go the other opposite spectrum of a big, expensive truck, and I'm going to talk about the Kia Forte EX. And, you know, it's funny because remember the old days when you only had so much money that you had to get the lowest end car and it wasn't very good and you knew that you were just starting out and then you couldn't wait to get out of it?
Right.
You know, Alan, it's wild. Today, the lowest end cars are really incredibly nice. You know, you think, oh, I got to have $40,000 to get a nice vehicle. You do not have to do that anymore. It's been a while since I've been in the Kia Forte, and they have a sedan, they have a hatchback, they have the coupe, and I got in the sedan. I had just gotten out of the new Cadenza from Kia, and this Forte is almost as nice as the Cadenza at half the price. It starts at $21,200, and I mean, it had everything you wanted. Yeah, okay, that was an additional $5,000 of features, but we're talking navigation system, automatic braking, the blind spot detection, lane departure warning, and this is like considered a semi-entry-level vehicle. It's a compact car, and it was just amazing. Both my husband, Scott, and I went, I would buy this car in a heartbeat. We absolutely fell in love with it. It was comfortable. It was, you know, fairly quick for the size that it was. It's a four-cylinder engine. It had about 164 horsepower.
Wait a minute. So is this a car or an SUV?
This is a car, the little Forte, Forte, F-O-R-T-E. Yeah, no, the Kia, you know, they've got so many models now. You have to figure out what they are. So, and getting ready and to go on the Kia Niro, which is their hybrid vehicle. They're going to have a ride and drive at the end of January. So I'm going to go do that in San Antonio. But it's amazing how much fun this little car is for the little price. And, you know, I always thought, okay, if you spent $15,000, $20,000, you weren't getting a lot. And out the door at $26,540. It was amazing how nice this car was. 6-speed automatic transmission, 17-inch alloy wheels. I mean, all the manufacturers, and Kia especially, have really stepped up what a small car should be about. It's not about compromising or not about having to suffer with something just because it's a low price. I mean, if you drive this car, you would be blown away. You've really got to get into one of these vehicles. It had the smart key system. It rode really well. It handled very well. It really was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, it's funny. I can tell you it's like the Raptor. It is so advanced. It had a 10-speed transmission, right? 10-speed automatic. So when you talk about having a 6-speed, it's funny because it used to be, you know, it's like you have a 4-speed, right? And then when they came out with the 5-speed, oh, you got to buy the 5-speed. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have a 5-speed, you got nothing. Then they came out with the 6-speed. Oh, you have a 6-speed, you got nothing. It's like, you know, and now it's like, oh, you don't have a 10-speed, you got nothing. It's so funny how it continues to go and go, oh, you don't have the new hovercraft, you got nothing. You know?
It's true. But that 10-speed, that's the one that they're building in conjunction with General Motors, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so that's, it's amazing.
And yeah.
People say, why do you need 10 speeds? Well, a lot of it has to do with fuel economy numbers. We know that.
Yes.
And off-road gearing, too, right? It's important.
Well, and for that one, not to switch vehicles on people, but it has 6 different modes of, you know, functionality. What it is that the vehicle handles differently. If you put it in rock climbing mode, it assumes that you really are climbing rocks because this thing can't. If you put it in Baja mode, it assumes you're going to go 100 miles an hour across the desert like I did. And you will. And so everything changes. So, yeah, we're in the best time in the history of the automotive universe. And even cars like the little Kias, you're right, they're wonderful machines. I always tell everybody, they don't make bad cars anymore, trucks or anything. They're all good. It's just, how much do you want to spend? What do you want it to do? And we're going to take a little break here. Our show brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals. If you've got one of those old vehicles or even a new one, You should have a Haynes manual. Check it out, Haynes.com. We'll be right back. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Craftsman. We thank them, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. Coming up in the next hour, Chris Duke from Motors TV. He and I have been whittling away making some more TV episodes. Check it out at motors.com. Oh no, motors.tv. And you got to use a Z, motorz.tv, because it's a TV show. BJ Colleen is here from carbuzzard.com.
Buzz.
Silly name for a serious site about cars. So, BJ, we drove down to L.A. the other day to do, what was it? I drove down there. Oh, because I went down to drive the Raptor out in the Inza Borrego Desert. I don't know what Inzo or Inza, I think is what it is. Inza Borrego. I drove down in a 2017.
Anza?
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Who cares? Desert. Anyway, I drove down a 2017 Toyota Avalon four-door touring.
And, wow, okay, really?
You know what? I have not driven a Toyota Avalon in probably a decade. And this car, I got to tell you, man, like we were just saying, there are so many levels. It's like, it's literally like 31 flavors. There is not really a bad flavor at the ice cream store. It's ice cream, right? So I really, really enjoyed this machine. It was comfortable. The only thing, if there was one thing, the only thing is, it's supposed to be kind of a luxury car, and I don't know whether when you add the touring package, it adds a separate seat configuration or something, but the seats were not as comfortable as I thought they could be, although they weren't bad because I wasn't exhausted when I got there. But, 3.5-liter V6 engine got, it seemed like it got about 30 miles to the gallon. It shows here 21 city, 30 in the highway, and that's probably about right. I did get a ticket.
Uh-oh. Yeah. That's not good. Well, how fast were you going? Do you still have a license? That's the question.
I get my annual ticket, and I thought I was going to make it this year without getting one, but no. Anyway, I got my annual ticket, so I'm still good. But the price on it, fully done, loaded with every single thing you could get on this particular one, was $39,000. Starts out at about 37, so it didn't really have a bunch of different things, but it just, they all have everything you can possibly want anyway,
Yeah.
But the Toyota Avalon is just awfully nice car, and I was thinking while I was driving it, I thought, you know what? Toyotas are kind of like, I don't think they even put hood latches on them because they just don't break down, but I don't think anything has a hood latch anymore. When was the last time you got under the hood of a car? I mean, just to take pictures, maybe.
Yeah, to take pictures.
Exactly. It's like, hey, that's pretty. What else have you been driving, by the way? I know you and I both drive a lot of cars. We haven't talked in a while.
I spent a little time in the new Mazda CX-9, their new SUV. Everybody's raved about it and how nice a vehicle it is.
Yeah,
and
it got something of the year or something.
It's got a lot of awards actually already, but it's just, they're right. Mazda, I always say everybody's got their turn in the barrel at the bottom of the barrel, but at the top. Mazda for a while was always at the bottom. They didn't have much, but the Miata, nobody liked anything else they made. Now they're coming around, and the CX-9, and I like the first CX-9, but this CX-9 is really, really impressive. They've got all their SkyActiv technology, which is their fuel-efficient engines. This had a 2.5-liter turbo engine, 227 horsepower, 310 pound-feet of torque. It had every amenity and every feature you could ever imagine. Now, granted, it was $45,000, so it wasn't the least expensive SUV out there, but it starts about 31. It just shows you that you have a range of, what features you want to add. And, but handling-wise, I thought it handled really well. It was a big vehicle, but it didn't feel like a big vehicle, which is always a plus. had every safety feature you could ever want. My only problem is with the navigation and the connectivity, you know, where you have to have do two different ways to mess with it. And right. we talked to our friend Matthew Valbuena about that. So just a difference of opinion where, you know, how I want to do things and how Mazda thinks people should do things. But, yeah. you know, other than that, I love the vehicle. I thought they just did a real nice job with it all the way around. 20-inch wheels. Again, it seats 7 passengers, so it's a little bit bigger than the CX-5, obviously. But just so many nice features on it. You know, Mazda's really doing a great job. They're really coming around. And truthfully, I can't wait to see what they're offering next.
Yeah. Well, all the automakers, I think, are doing a bang-up job right now. And it's a great time of year, by the way, everybody, to buy something. If you want to get something brand new for your loved one or yourself, because you do love yourself, of course. In case you want to buy something, there are amazing, amazing deals at the end of the year. Go check it out. We'll take a little break. We've got some news. And then there's another hour of The Drive. Our show is brought to you in part by our friends at Bridgestone. They're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. And when it's like it is for me this morning, 26 degrees, you better have the right tires. Bridgestone makes Blizzak. Unbelievable. You're listening to The Drive? Check us out online, too. We'll be back.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
All right, tip for the day. Do not go on Facebook and search your own name. You will find the weirdest looking people on planet Earth that have your name, and you'll go, "Oh my God, I'm that person." And it was weird. Okay, all right. BJ Colleen is here from CarBuzzard.com. Good day to you, BJ.
Hello.
Do not go and search BJ on Facebook. BJ Colleen.
Well, actually, if you do, I pop up a lot.
Okay.
I'm on there a lot.
Chris Duke is on the line. How many Chris Dukes can there be? Let us find out.
Oh, let's my go gosh. To the wise there's a lot. Then there's a lot in San Diego where I live, too.
Oh, my gosh. So Chris Duke is the host of the host of the most with Motors TV for 7 or 8, 10, 25 seasons. I'll give you a little upgrade there.
Thank you. I think it's been 60 seasons now.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not even that old. So, folks, we are car people. We're the collective soul of a whole bunch of crazies that love cars and play with cars and test drive cars and drive them in the desert 100 miles an hour. Or, you know, and that's okay because there's no speed limit in the desert. Did you know that? No speed limit. That's right.
It's the Wild West.
That's exactly right.
So you hit a sand berm or a tree, that's it.
Well, you know what's funny is I went down a road at about 60, 70 miles an hour in the new Ford Raptor, the 2017 all-new 10-speed twin-turbo V6. Anyway, and I was going like 50, and the guys, you can go faster if you want. We're wearing helmets and Hans devices, and then, you know, we're like strapped into this thing. We're going nowhere. If it rolls over, it's just going to be all crumpled up. We'll crawl out laughing. But so I'm going, you know, 50, it's a kind of a dirt road. It's like 10, 15 miles from the Mexican border. And I'm thinking, I could steal this thing right now. Nobody'd know. Kick the guy out. But anyway, I was going 50 or so. And then he's like, you can go faster. And then I'm going 60. He goes, you can go a little faster. And I'm going 70. And I'm going, is this all right? And I'm like a little sideways, tails drifting a little bit. And then I'm going 80. And I'm going, man, this thing's amazing. And the guy stops talking about that point. And then I'm going 85. Of course, I said, is there anything I should be watching for? Because the guy at that point is the navigator. So I won the Baja 500 with Hummer in 2006, and I understand you know, what I'm doing there a little bit, because, you know, the guy's supposed to tell me if there's anything coming up. He knows the road. That's the navigator. Right. You pre-run the road. So he's like, no, this is a nice straight road. Nothing going to bite. So I'm like, all right, let's just roll then. So on the way down, I don't think I got past 85, but on the way back, I knew the road myself. So I did. There was a couple of whoop-de-doos. I touched 100. I think at a certain point, like I told the cops back, you know, when I got pulled over one time and I was going so fast, I said, when you're going that fast, you don't look down. So I know I was at 100 the last time I looked, and I was still going faster. So I went at least 100, maybe 105, who knows, maybe 110. Twin turbo spooling up goes crazy. Amazing what a V6 can do with that 6,000-pound beast.
Now,
anyway,
did you take the previous generation of the Raptor off-roading like that?
No.
Okay.
No. Never had a chance to. Not that I wouldn't have, but this, you know, now they invited me to one of these kind of exclusive run to the sun, run to the border type thing. Anyway, on the way back, there was a couple of whoop-de-doos. I got that thing completely airborne about four times. And let me tell you, the guy never said a word. I think I heard him do this one time. I think that's what I heard. I wasn't sure. Maybe it was the car squeaking a little bit.
With helmets on and everything, you heard that,
helmets,
right?
Yeah, I heard that. But and 100 and some odd miles an hour flying through the air. But amazing Ford Motor Company. And you know what? I got to just throw props out to Doug Scott, who's retiring from Ford
He's
Motor
awesome.
Company. Amazing sweetheart of a man. Just sent me an email this morning very early. I invited him to a dinner thing at the Consumer Electronics Show. And he's like, I'm retiring at the end of the year. The new guy, Mitchell Eikenberry, whatever the heck his name is, can come if you want. I'm like, what? You know, it's like when you get somebody that enables this type of machinery, you just want to sing their praises. So Doug Scott from Ford Motor Company and the entire Ford Motor Company team, you guys killed it with this machine. And Detroit Rock City is the song I'm going to play in honor of Detroit making a Raptor that is the best truck I've ever driven, period. We'll take a little break. This is The Drive. Chris Duke, BJ Killeen, and I will be right back after this. Stay tuned. Kid Rock. Or no, it's Kiss. Kiss is Detroit Rock City.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Well, this is The Drive. That's what you're listening to. We're glad that you're listening to us because we can't listen to you unless you call in. 800-510-TALK is the phone number. Yep, it's live today. I don't know what day it is, but it's live Saturday morning, wherever you are. If you're listening to a podcast, it's not live. That's the world we live in. So, you know, it's funny. The show brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. My friend Tim Kaniskis, who's the head of passenger cars and things and SRT for FCA, which is Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. I just saw that once again, these people over at the auto industry, this particular one, Dodge, and the Hellcat, you know, I have a Viper. It's violent. It's crazy. It's insane. It's so much fun. It's stupid. Then they have a vehicle called the Hellcat. The Hellcat, 707 horsepower, complete insanity, pure fun, $60,000, maybe 70, depending on how you get it. But now they're going to make a Jeep Grand Cherokee with a Hellcat engine in it. Think about that, everybody. It's just insane. And then, of course, you know, the Ford, the Raptor, 10-speed, twin turbo, this, that, and the other. These things actually get good fuel economy, which is crazy. I got 22 miles to the gallon with 707 horsepower under the hood. You know, it's like best of times. Chris Duke is here, Motors TV, and BJ Killeen, Car Buzzard. Chris, the Hellcat, I do believe, could be the best truck in the world. That's all there is to it. It for going off-road and getting airborne, nothing. You can't get airborne in anything else from the factory.
It's crazy. You can, but you're not supposed to.
Oh, there's a difference. You're right. you mean Alan, you're not supposed to do that.
Yes, yeah, anyway. That's correct.
They don't really promote that part.
Oh, well.
Not a feature on the on the marketing material.
Yeah, exactly. So I know you've been driving something big lately. What do you got there?
Yeah, so for SEMA, every year we tow a vehicle out. It's either been a Mustang. Actually, one year we towed my F-150 out, and tow the truck with the truck. But last year, the last 3 years we've towed our 2014 Jeep Wrangler Motors TV project vehicle out to SEMA using Brian, my producer's Ford Super Duty diesel. It's like a 2011.
I saw him. He just sold it, I think, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, he just sold it. Yeah.
So, see, I'm keeping an eye on things.
You keep up on Facebook. I like it. So I don't know if that had anything to do with this Ram drive, but let me tell you, we both absolutely loved it. So this year, I talked with Scott Brown. I want to give a big shout out to him because what he did is usually the media vehicles, the loans that we get is they're 7 days, and he made an exception this time and gave me the 2016 Ram 2500 Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab 4x4 to me for 10 days. And that was really, really cool. So basically, we used it as our tow vehicle to go from San Diego to Las Vegas. And we towed a huge flatbed trailer. It's about a 5,000-pound trailer, I think.
Empty,
and
then yeah.
Yeah, yeah, empty. Now you toss on a 5,000-pound Jeep Wrangler all built up with big wheels and tires, and you got a 10,000-pound tow package. Now, in towing this thing out in the past, now, albeit it's an older Super Duty diesel, but it struggled. It would take us, 6 to 7 hours or so to get to Vegas. We got there in a little bit over 5. It was incredible.
So speeding, BJ? He's
no,
a speeder.
No.
Actually, the 5 is not bad to Vegas. That's pretty good time.
Yeah, that's what we would normally make it in a regular passenger vehicle without traffic. Traffic's the big key there. Yeah. Not too unusual. But here's the deal with this. Okay, so first off, I didn't mention this. It has the 6.7-liter Cummins diesel engine. And for this model, the 2016, I think it's, now there's nothing on the Monroney that says this or at their website, but I Googled the information and found some stats that said it had about 900 foot-pounds of torque.
Yeah.
So this is a monster engine. I mean, even just starting it, it like shifts, like the whole vehicle tilts to the right a little bit. It's just incredible. So
wheels lift off the ground.
Exactly.
That's just starting it. I love it.
So this thing's got like buku power, which is incredible. So anyway, towing a 10,000-pound package, the whole point of this, which is just incredible and blew our minds, is towing our Jeep out to Vegas. It's almost like there was nothing behind us.
What was the price tag on that little baby, by the way?
70. Mm-hmm. 70. Which, not so unusual for a, big old truck. Now, this is the Laramie Longhorn, crew
right,
cab, 4x4.
So it's the cab, biggest. All that stuff,
yeah.
Right?
And it had all these other things. It didn't have leaf springs. It had air suspension in the back, and it had an air load leveling system, so we could back up the truck to the trailer and then lift it up, and then it would go right up into the tongue. The
ball would go right up. Hold tight. Yeah. Hold tight. We got to take a little break. By the way, I forgot to mention the Raptor starts at $49,900.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, that's a bargain for that. We'll take a little break. You're listening to The Drive all across America and around the world, up into the atmosphere and around planet Zeltron. We'll be back.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, along with BJ Colleen and Chris Duke from Motors TV. Chris, are you still doing the Duke's Drives? And you got some other things going on too, don't you there, brother?
Yeah, no, I've got Duke's Drive. So you can go to dukesdrive.com and you can see all of my vehicle reviews. I just posted a bunch of articles for Fords, and over the next week will be, I think, four new ones from FCA vehicles, and including the one that I'm talking about, the 2500 Ram Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab. But I started another thing called hashtag Ask Duke, and this is my way of giving back to the automotive community. And so what I'm asking people to do is send in video questions, and they if you go to askduke.tv, there's a whole bunch of information there. But what I'm asking people to do is to send in their questions, anything regarding the automotive community, anything about a vehicle, about the trade shows, about fixing your vehicle, anything, as long as it's automotive related, and ask a quick question within like 10 to 15 seconds, and then I will answer it. And so this is separate from the Motors TV show. This is just a separate little series when I have some extra time to do, and it's just giving back, and it's kind of fun to do. So I've got about three or four more of those lined up. And so go to askduke.tv for more information about that.
It's funny, too, because I watched the one you did on rear-end gear ratios the other day.
Yeah, how to find your gear ratios.
Those are so confusing, you know? But you actually you broke it down to where it's pretty comprehensive and understandable. That's cool. Very cool. Well, good for you, man.
Thank you.
By the way, I noticed, too, and let me tell you a little story real quick. My wife has a Fiat 500 Abarth, which the Abarth is the some people say Abarth because it's TH, but I do believe Carl Abarth. They say he says it Abarth, so that's the way I'll say it. Anyway, she has a 2012. It's got 30,000 miles on it. Haven't had any problems with it. Engine light all of a sudden comes on. It's like, ooh. And now it's going, and it dies. And it's like, you start it back up, and it's like, what in the world is going on? And I got to tell you.
What's Fiat stand for?
No. Fix it again, Tony. But let me just tell you, first of all, so she's like, yeah, the little Fiat. But I got to tell you, the performance division of Fiat, for in this case the Abarth, has such a wonderful exhaust note. It's music. And I noticed, Chris, yes. You drove one recently. Did you? I mean, isn't that the best sound of any little car you've ever heard in your life?
It is.
Right?
And in fact, if you go to... I'll have the review out this next week, and the video will be part of that. But if you go to my Chris Duke Facebook page right now and look at my videos section, you'll see a video that I posted of the thing pulling into the Motors studio and driving around a little bit. For a four-cylinder engine, like, this thing's got the just gnarliest sounding.
It's crazy.
Exhaust. Like, I could not believe it. I just had
it's
fun
just
driving
wonderful.
It. And it had the power to back it up, too.
Yeah, and everybody turns around and goes, okay, what's that? You know, so anyway, back to my story, because she's like, my car, you know, the light's on, and so I started up, I get all those noises. I was like, oh, no, there's not a Fiat dealer for 100 miles from here. So I'm like, oh, I just don't want to take a deal. So I took it up to the FCA dealer. Oh, that's Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, the Chrysler dealer. Mm-hmm. And we took it up there, and what do you think? It didn't have any oil in it. It's like she doesn't.
You didn't check that? Well, that was the first thing you checked?
I checked nothing. So anyway, the point is it's got a sensor in there that will turn on a light.
Yeah.
And it's what we call an idiot light, because, you know, usually if you've got a light like that, you're not going to know what it is anyway, and you feel like an idiot. So, of course, I'm just like, hey, it's got a light. Take it to the dealer. That's what they want you to do. Mm-hmm. Now, had she checked the oil the way that everybody is supposed to, but she's thinking, hey, it's a new car. It doesn't use any oil. Some cars use a little tiny bit of oil. Just that's the way it is, right? You should check it. And she was at like 4,000. It's a synthetic oil, so you can go a little farther. And I like to change the oil between 3,000 and 4,000 miles. I don't even care. I just like fresh oil. It's like fresh blood. So anyway, they checked the codes. There was no codes. But it's got a light that turns on if you get to a certain point of lowness of oil, which I think is great, because in the past, I've had people that blew up their engines by forgetting to check the oil. People, we must check our oil. It's real easy when you're getting gas in some states when you're using full service. In Oregon and in New Jersey, you can't even pump your own gas. Just say, can you please check the oil? Ask somebody to do it if you don't want to do it. But yeah, she had no oil. I mean, there was. It wasn't registering on the dipstick. Changed the oil. The car started working perfectly again. So Tony fixed it, right? Now, BJ, you've driven the Fiat 500 before. Did you drive it at the racetrack? You drive it at the racetrack?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I autocrossed that vehicle, and it's been nothing but fun. I know anything that Chrysler Fiat does performance-wise is an absolute blast. So I was just having a little fun with you. But you're right. You know, but the oil thing, I mean, if it's 30,000 miles, as long as she's been getting the oil checked regularly, that she, you know, or having the changes, the maintenance done correctly, I don't understand why that light came on.
Well, the light came on because there was no oil in the engine.
Yeah, but if you're changing your oil every 3,000-4,000 miles, you know, and you're staying constant with it, it should not have been a problem. So,
right. Well, my guess is it was like right there at that spot where 4,000 miles, whatever it was, it had just used up a quart of oil, and it just hit that spot, and so that the light came on, and of course, immediately stopped driving it. And, you know, it's so silly, though, how, you know, it's like it was such a panic mode. We thought, oh, no, it's out of warranty and all that. But it was nothing. It was a $75, you know, take it in, have it all, you know, scanned and the oil changed. But there is perhaps one of the best bargains out there. You can buy a Fiat 500 so cheap, it's ridiculous. And it's a wonderful, wonderful little machine. You're listening to The Drive. We'll be right back with more. We'll see if we can roust Josh Hancock out of bed. We'll be right back. Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals, the information resource for the DIY enthusiast, that's Chris Duke, and the worldwide leader, that's me, and of the automotive and motorcycle world. I didn't read that right, but it works for me. Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals, Haynes.com. BJ Colleen is on the line. BJ, automotive expert, worked at Motor Trend. I worked at Motor Trend, Car and Driver, Popular Science. We have now decided to just chill and have
fun. We can't hold a job is what you're saying,
right? You know what? I just described 30 years worth of stuff, that's right?
More than 30, actually. I hate to say it.
All right, don't say anything. And you know what's funny is my bio says, for 30 years, Alan Taylor has been, it's been more like 35 now, but that's all right. Chris Duke is on the line, Motors TV also, and from Hollywood. We have gotten Josh Hancock out of bed early on a Saturday morning. Josh Hancock is the man that matches the film with the vehicle and the vehicle with the film in all things film and television. Who's snoring in the background?
That's Joshy.
No, it isn't.
No, that's not me. Who is doing that?
And that's the studio. It's a snoring device we have. Hey, Josh, what's going on?
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Josh.
I caught the tail end of that about Alan's 30 years.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know is every time I send something to him, it goes to a prison address. I don't understand this.
Oh, yes, you do. Don't lie.
Let me tell you, that's the beauty of radio.
Okay, BJ, I'm so glad you're on the line because one of the things that I want to talk about was a new movie called Christmas Party. Maybe you've seen the preview.
I was not there. I didn't do it. I didn't get fired, and I didn't punch anybody.
By the way, my children, if they're listening, you are banned from watching this nasty movie. Josh, stop yelling into your phone. Please just talk quietly, because I know you're excited.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm in bed, and so lying down, it's very difficult to talk.
I can hear your epiglottis rubbing up against your apple inside your back of your throat.
Sausage.
I was at a Christmas party last night, but
yes,
there's a movie called Party.
Yeah,
but there's already questions with Jason.
I just don't know what kind of car can be involved in a movie called Office Christmas Party.
Well, this is the interesting part, and this is why it's interesting. You're on the line, and by the way,
when a car gets mentioned by name in a film, it usually means that they paid for that.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, we go out, we jump in a Kia Sedona minivan.
Yay!
There you go,
BJ. And they say, and the character says, they say, "Oh, you drive a minivan? You're single." And she goes, "It's a Kia Sedona. It's what God would drive."
I loved it. I love that. Now I have to go see the movie, of course. God. That's great.
Go see the movie. And then the van is involved in a high-speed chase. Comedy
and airborne. Right.
But
it's an amazing thing. I can handle it.
I so thought of BJ. And Scott, because I rode in their minivan, they drove it all over North America.
By the way, how do people find that test drive when you guys first got that? We did a video, everybody, of Josh, BJ, Dick Messer, who we need to call him. Is he dead? What happened? I haven't even talked to him in 3 months.
Nice.
There was a hurricane.
The van.
He's probably out on a life raft in the middle of the ocean because there was a hurricane.
Video.
You know, we should call him. Anyway, where do we find that video, BJ?
I think you go to YouTube and go to Kia Sedona Adventures. We didn't make as many videos as we wanted to, but it was hard to top.
That's
that
funny.
One.
So everybody, just in case everybody missed it, BJ has a Kia Sedona for the last couple years. Anyway, go ahead. Continue, Josh.
So I just thought, how funny that this minivan is in there. It gets called out by name. And there really wasn't any. I know when they put it together, I think Kia never gets placed in the movies. They made a conscious decision to go out and grab this minivan because there are other minivans on the market that would have loved to have been in the movie. The downside for the product is she happens to have 5 parrots in cages in the van while they're in there. And there's molten feathers and all sorts of things. But, comedy does ensue.
By the way, talk about comedy. Molten feathers would be like, you mean because the birds were molting? Molten feathers, you can't.
Correct.
You can't do that. That would be like liquid hot feathers. It just doesn't happen.
Anyway, well,
that's what
parrot noise. 8:36 on a Saturday. I don't care. There's feathers in the van.
By the way, Josh, your friend Jonathan Engelstein or whatever, the most incredible man in the world, whatever. What was that guy's name?
Goldsmith.
Jonathan Goldsmith, who was Dos Equis, you know, what is it? Most incredible man, whatever.
Most interesting man in the world.
Yeah. The new guy sucks, man. Jonathan did about 1,000 times better job. He was a good-looking guy. This new guy looks like a house painter that I used to have that I didn't like. We called him Weezer. Anyway, sorry.
I haven't seen new
guys. You know something is they put so much time and money into finding that guy, and I just don't think he's going to last.
Well, think about
Epic
it. Fail. Look what they literally, because Jonathan Finkelstein was so popular. What's his name? Goldstein? What is it?
Goldsmith.
He was so popular. I mean, the guy is an actor, by the way, and he's a really good actor. But he was so popular in those commercials that in order to make people not get pissed off, they kind of ended his life and sent him to Mars or the moon or wherever he went so that the world wouldn't, you know, go like, "Hey, whatever happened to the other guy?" I mean, when has that ever happened in a commercial series in the history of the world? Never. They need to bring him back. That's all there is to it.
It's really smart because they can bring him back. The thing is that one of the gags about him going to Mars is that Earth is having noise complaints about his parties in Mars.
That's funny.
Like the neighboring planet.
And to your point, the man was in his career, he was very much liked by Aaron Spelling, and he was in over 350 episodes of television.
Wow.
Including things like The Love Boat and Cannon and Mannix. And, you know, if you see him in those days, he just looks like some Italian stallion, and he's always got these parts where he's, you know, going after a woman on a cruise ship or something. It's very funny, but he, yeah, to your point, is he did a lot of television.
That actor's name was Jonathan Goldsmith, a.k.a. Goldstein, a.k.a. Winkelstein, a.k.a. Finkelstein. We're going to take a little break. Josh Hancock, don't go anywhere. We're going to add Carl Brower from Kelley Blue Book to this madhouse in the morning on Saturday on The Drive. We'll be right back. It is The Drive. If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Listening to The Drive, I'm Alan Taylor, our show brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. And I just recently drove the new Impreza for 2017, an all completely new car, by the way. Completely.
Can you talk about it yet?
Completely new car. I don't know. I have to find out. You know, what she's talking about is that the cars are, when they let us drive them as journalists, We're bound by a code of ethics. Of course, I break free often.
Some aren't.
How does anyway, that code of ethics apply at the buffet table?
I said, I said you misunderstood. Coat of ethics. I just take it off, put it back on later.
It's like a molten feather.
That's Josh Hancock, BJ Colleen giggling in the background, Chris Duke being quiet. Thank you, Chris. Makes it easier to do radio.
No, I just interrupt you all the time.
And then joining us right now, I believe, I'm not sure, is haven't got him, he says in my ear. Negative, haven't got him. Carl Brower, we're trying to get a hold of from KB.
Negative, haven't got him is on this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
And you're going to take his place. Carl, by the way, is buying a Ford GT. And I mean, literally, buying this car is like adopting a child. They're putting him through so much. They had to do psychological analysis on him and his wife. They interviewed his children, his family members. You know, they had to go to court to make sure it was okay that he got a second Ford GT. Because he bought it one in 2005?
2006.
No, he got a 2005. Calm down back there.
Okay,
anyway,
well, you know, you were way down around 2000, so don't tell me to calm down.
It was 05, and now he's getting another one, and they're like $500,000. It's like, how do you do that? He's a journalist.
You know, the other thing about that contract is you have to keep the vehicle for 1 year. You're not allowed to sell it within the first year.
So, by the way, I have had my Viper coming up on 1 year, and it's bizarre. It feels like I just got it yesterday. So if I could make $100,000 on my Viper, damn right I would sell it. So, you know, all I can say is Carl's, by the way, Carl's 2005 Ford GT, if we get him, we determined that it's worth somewhere between $200,000 and $300,000. He paid like $100,000, what are they? They were like $150,000, $160,000.
Whatever. Like that. Yeah.
So he's literally doubled his money almost. And,
well, at least. You know, at least. And
now, I understand, though, he has to sell a body part or an organ of some sort to
that
buy this thing.
That's part of the deal. Yeah.
So mortgaging the house. You can only buy a car every 10 years or 12 years between cars when they cost that much money. If you're
well, his payment is $27,486 a month.
And $486.
You know, the thing is that the insurance is also $1,124 every 6 hours.
Yeah. Let me just tell you.
It's hard to drive.
My insurance on my Viper, of which I put down as a car in a glass box, you know, lifted in the air, suspended with oxygen pumped in, is still $350 a month for the insurance, everybody, for this Viper. So,
well, the way you drive, I understand that.
Yeah, well, that too.
But Alan, so my Alan question, has my question fire is, insurance because he goes through a set a week.
Go ahead,
well,
BJ.
What body part are you going to get the most money for, Alan?
I think the heart. And you can get, yeah, you can get a new heart. And the heart usually goes bad around his age anyway. So yeah. I'm thinking he's going to sell his heart, you know.
Yeah. Huh? In this case, it would be Carl's brain. In your case, Alan, that's why I had a little laugh for a minute.
Remember Young Frankenstein? Remember the Marty Feldman with the big eye when he goes up to get the brain and he reaches up and he can't read and it says like abnormal brain and Abby, he's like Abby something. You know, it's like he can't see abnormal.
Tell me which brain you put in and I won't get upset. Abby. Abby normal.
That'd be something.
he breaks the canister holding the brain that he's supposed to take.
Oh, that's what it was.
Pitches it off. Great movie. Yeah.
So you're the guy. Since you're the Hollywood insider, you're supposed to know all these little interesting facts. Josh, have you driven anything interesting lately? Did I see you doing something with the new Lincoln Continental?
I had the new Lincoln Continental, top of the line, black label with 400 horsepower, all wheel drive, Revel audio, 30-way power seats. I can say this even before I say how I feel about the car. Everybody that got into the car is like, wow, this car is the money, you know? Yeah. They did a great job right out of the gate, and it is super fast.
Yeah.
Very
fun to drive,
I thought very highly of the car. I still do. They haven't really launched it yet, correct, BJ?
Not officially, but they are selling well at the dealership.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're on Facebook, and they're saying, announcing this, that, and the other. All right, Josh, we're going to say goodbye to you so we can talk to Carl Brower. He's way more interesting.
Ouch.
You know. Okay, don't worry about me.
JoshCarr.com, you can find him, JoshCarr.com. Josh, you're the best, brother. Take care. Be good. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Say hello to your family. I love you. That's all I can say.
Bye.
Bye.
Got with you.
We'll take a break. We'll try and get Carl on the line. Stay with us. It's The Drive.
In all the summer light seems to shine.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
That is the sound of my heart when I think of Carl Brower's Ford GT. Sounds just like this. Oh, yeah! Carl Brower joining us now from Kelley Blue Book. BJ Colleen on the line. Chris Duke from Motors TV. Motors.tv. And, Carl, we were talking about you because the new studio, we could not get another line. We had Josh Hancock. We had Chris Duke. We had BJ. We had myself. We couldn't get another line to connect to it, so we just literally were talking about you for like the last 15 minutes.
Well, you know, you guys are so popular. Your show is so huge. If I can be any little part of it, that's all I can ask for, Alan.
Well, you know what? Well, listen, we determined what organ you're going to sell, and we determined that it's the biggest value would be in the heart, because you can't get one of those, you know, electronic, you know, pumping hearts that you have to wear like a pacemaker to... You know, so what is the heart worth, Carl? That's what we want to know.
it's proportional to the size. So I'm still in big trouble. You know, big trouble here.
No, you had to have gotten a deal, right?
No, there's no deals on those Ford GTs.
There's got to be a Ford deal going on. Come on,
Carl. Is there a Ford deal?
Yeah, the Ford deal is they're going to let me buy one.
That's it. literally, that's it. There, you are. You have been allowed to purchase one of our cars is basically right. how it works.
So what do you do for a living besides being a journalist then?
Oh, that's why he's on this show. It comes with a paycheck.
See, I'm part of the I orbit Alan's universe, and so that helps me with everything else in life. That's the only
reason. So do I, but it doesn't help me at all. So I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. He's got a number of bank accounts that, like me, he just keeps transferring checks back and forth and hope they don't catch up to each other.
Yeah, exactly. It rhymes with Fonzie scheme. So, yeah, that's what I've got going on.
I loved Fonzie. Happy days. Anyway, so the window has opened up for you to be able to kind of like order your car. Is that what it is? Give us the 2-minute version since you weren't on the last segment.
Sure. No, I now know the build order window or whatever. So, essentially, between April and June of 2018 is when I get to put the order in for my car. It'll be at least
2018.
Yeah,
did you say that
like
right?
Year and a half from now. Yeah, year and a half.
Oh my goodness!
Just to put the order in, not even
that's to put
delivery.
The order in, and then it'll probably be at least a month to 2 months after that before the car shows up. So we're talking. Wow. You know, I'm thinking that I went to my 20-year high school reunion in 08 in my car, drove from L.A. to Denver and back. If I can have this one in time for the 30-year reunion to drive there and back would be awesome, but we'll see what happens.
So by then, it
won't even be a 20. What'll be a 2020 model? Are they going to continue to make them? I mean, you could just be shafted.
Yeah, it'll be just like last time. You know, they were making 2006 versions in October of 2006 when the production ended and all. So I'm sure it's going to be considered. I know it'll be a 2018 because I was part of the first allocation, which was 17-18 model year. So I'm toward the end of the 17-18. Now, there's upsides. Everything from everything on the system of building the car being completely ironed out by then to, you know, information I have about what's going to be available in the 18 year that isn't available in the 17 year. Remember, 05 GTs were awesome, and I've got one, but 06 was the only year you could get, for instance, the Heritage, the blue and orange one. So if you got one of the early ones like me, you were feeling stoked because you got an early one, but when you saw what came out in 06, you were like, never had the option at that. So there's things like that happening in later years, and so there's upsides as well as down.
Quit your yapping. You have a website. People can follow you if you're interested in Carl Brower, who, by the way, is one of the bigwigs over at Kelley Blue Book. I don't even know what his title is. Doesn't matter. He's a bigwig. That's all you need to know. He's the guy that sits in the big office. What's the website, Carl?
It's hard to remember. It's my name, carlbrower.com. So you can go to that. Truthfully, Kelley Blue Book's a far more authoritative site to go to for car shopping information. But if you want to just dive into 4GT stuff, which is what I kind of do in my spare time and my hobby time, Carl Brower with a K, K-A-R-L, carlbrower.com has kind of daily updates on what's going on with my old and new GT. So.
All right. Well, we have 1 minute left. BJ Colleen, carbuzzard.com. BJ, you're the best. Thank you. Hope you have a great holiday season. Carl, I hope you have a great holiday season because I don't know what you're, I think Kwanzaa. I'm not sure what it is. I know that Chris has his aluminum pole up in his house. Thank you, Chris, for being on. Chris Duke Motors TV. Merry Christmas to everybody. It's our last live show of the year. You guys, it's been a fun year. I think 2017 is going to be off the hook. And I'm just happy to have all you guys in my life. And we love our audience. Aww. Thank you guys for listening to us. Our blather every week across America. Carl, thank you. BJ, thank you. Chris Duke,
thank you. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Have
happy
a great
happy
holiday.
Holidays.
Drink some eggnog. We'll be back next week with another show. See you then. It's The Drive. Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.